In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, the most exalted summer feast of Our Lady is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, body and soul, into heaven. Now, as a chaplain for Catholic cemeteries, I pray with many sons and daughters as they commend the souls of their parents to God and commit their bodies to the grave. We all know death is a part of life, but it is never a good time to say goodbye to someone we love and in whose life we shared. We hope for peace as we mourn, eternal rest for the faithful departed, and honor them with Christian burial. Pope Pius XII defined the dogma of the Assumption to remind us of the glory to which Mary was elevated by her divine Son, Jesus Christ, after she had completed her earthly life here below, and that, now seated upon a throne, united with Him as Queen of Heaven, she is venerated by all who faithfully recognize and worship her divine Son. The Assumption of Our Lady makes sense to anyone who has grieved the loss of a parent. As St. Francis de Sales preached, "What son would not bring his mother back to life and would not bring her into paradise after death if he could?" It was in his power to preserve his mother from the grave. So in perfect observance of the fourth commandment, Christ did just that. St. Alphonsus, in The Glories of Mary, writes, "Jesus did not wish to have the body of Mary corrupted after death, since it would have redounded to his own dishonor to have her virginal flesh, from which he himself had taken flesh, reduced to dust." Such sentiments of faith give hope to all of us for whom the grave waits. Our Blessed Lady followed Christ, who himself conquered death and ascended into heaven. The resurrection on the last day is promised to each of us who ever lived. A key distinction is our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven by his own power as God, whereas the Virgin Mary was assumed into heaven. Although both glorified in body and soul, a different word is used when speaking of Mary's entrance into glory, because while being the mother of God, she is not divine herself, and therefore still relied on the power of her Savior to raise her up. This is the same Savior who kept her free from the stain of original sin from the very moment of her immaculate conception, causing her soul to magnify the Lord with the great canticle of the Magnificat, as we heard in the Gospel, and which the Church prays every evening. The great solemnity of the Assumption serves as a sign of future glory for those of us who love the Lord and do his will. Do not think that Mary and the saints are way up there in heaven and we sinners are way down here on earth. The opposite is true. The beauty of the Assumption pulls back the veil separating this life from the next, precisely to give us hope. Mary is taken up, body and soul, with God to reign over heaven and earth. She has not been removed from us. Mary hears our prayers, helps us with her tender love, and has been given to us precisely as both mother and queen to whom we can turn at every moment. The most famous grave in all history is Jesus' tomb of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. And it is empty. Living proof that we are not made for this world, but for the next. Heaven is our final dwelling place. And Mary waits for us there. From there, the Blessed Virgin encourages us by her faith-filled example to welcome God's will into our lives so that with Mary, our souls might truly magnify the Lord for all eternity and rejoice in the kingdom of God our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.